You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I've been back to Kansas City, ladies and gentlemen, for the third meeting of the Coalition, the Alliance of Third Parties and Organizations, in order to elect a constitutionist presidential candidate and vice presidential candidate in the 96 election. And once again, I can't tell you what went on there until I get the minutes and the press release and all that kind of stuff, so I don't make any mistakes. And as soon as I get it, I'll relay all the information to you. In the meantime, let me bring you up to date. Oh, I guess a little over a week ago, about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I got a phone call from a guy who claimed to be a journalist. We later found out that that was a total lie. He was no journalist at all. But he claimed to be a journalist and said that he wanted to interview me about the militia and the Patriot movement. And I told him that I would not be a part of any yellow journalistic lying scumbag attack upon the patriots of this great nation or the militia. I told him not to come. Wasn't interested in his article. Oh, he assured me, as they all do. You see, these people learn to lie at a very young and tender age. And this guy lied his whole body off. I doubt if he has anything to walk around in now, because he sold his soul to whatever devils they may be a long time ago. He said he wasn't interested in doing a dirt job on patriots or the militia, that he was interested in doing a good, objective article. And as you will see, he lied again. Well, he showed up here one day out of the clear blue sky, and I reiterated what I told him. No interview. I'm not going to help you in an attack upon patriots or the militia. And he assured me again, once again, that he was an objective journalist. Two words that he obviously does not know the meaning of. And that he would tell the truth and write an honest story. Again, total lies. And this, folks, in case you're a member of the media or somebody else having to do with television or whatever, is why I don't give interviews. You want to interview me, you got to do it on live radio. That way nobody can take and screw around with what I say or with what anybody else says. And the truth ultimately comes out, and that's why socialists and liberals and communists and liars don't do well on talk radio, because their lies are obvious to those who listen. They don't last long. Their ratings plummet. They get fired. And if they're guests on talk radio, and the person that they're a guest with knows what they're talking about, they get shot down every single time. Well, he hemmed and hawed around here for a little while and left. And while I was in Kansas City, a front page story came out in the Arizona Tabloid Republic, the rag bag of the great state of Arizona. And that's exactly what it is. If you could read some of the columns in this supposedly conservative newspaper, you would discover it's not conservative at all. In fact, it's a front rag for international Zionism, socialism, if you will, and publishes, on the average, probably 50% of the content is lies, blatant lies. This paper was instrumental in the lies that were published against Evan Mecham, and they were lies. This paper was instrumental in the publication and the dissemination of the lies about Waco, Texas, and many, many others. So, without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take you on a trip into the deepest depths of the sewer of yellow journalism. The so-called reporter that I was talking about that doesn't even know the definition of the word journalism or truth or objectivity is David Fritze, or Fritz. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. F-R-I-T-Z-E. David Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z-E. And we are currently doing a library search on all the articles that David Fritz has ever written in the past to see just exactly who and what he personally represents. And when we find that out, we will disseminate it far and wide, I can assure you. Stand by to take a trip through the slime with David Fritze.
Get all the facts before you start yours. Arkansas woman gives birth to bride, groom, and entire wedding party.
Lordy, look, I've been hoping
to
have
wedding cake. Oh, wow. The National Supermarket Checkout Jack. Minds that need a family want to know.
Folks, if you consider yourself to be an American patriot, that is loyal to the principles and ideals upon which this country was founded, if you're a serviceman and you took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, if you believe it's the duty of every American to protect this nation against those who would destroy it, then David Fritze and the Arizona Republic have slapped you in the face, insulted you. And me. And if you'd like to write to the editor of the Arizona Republic and tell him what you think about this, because I'm going to read you the whole article verbatim so that you can hear exactly how these people try to destroy other people with innuendo, lies, misquotes, and guilt by association. And David Fritze would be the first one to yell anti-Semitic if this were written about any Jewish endeavor or organization, for David Fritze is a Jew. He's also the first one who would scream McCarthyism. If anyone else wrote this kind of article about anyone or any organization that he was affiliated with. Oh yes, I know the David Fritzies of the world very well. They are the people who are destroying this country. And I'm not talking, ladies and gentlemen, about Jews. I'm talking about David Fritzie. I'm talking about the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, for that's really what this is all about. You see, our expose on the Anti-Defamation League caused them to pull the strings of one of their puppets named David Fritzie. That's really what this is all about. And as you'll see, I have become the king enemy on the radio. And you know why? Because this is where you get the truth that exposes these scum. And yes, David, I do call scum scum. I do call sheeple sheeple, but I never call people scum, and I never call people sheeple. So without further ado, let me read you this exercise in the yellowest of journalism. Even the New York Times can't beat this. I don't know what to call David Fritzie. It's not a people. Militias forming in Arizona. Patriots prepare to fight off one world government. Right off the bat, he's lied. Militias aren't forming in Arizona. They've been formed for a long time, David. Very well organized. Probably some of the best in the country. You don't like to hear that, but it's true. And we are not prepared to fight off one world government. Not at all. I don't think there's anybody in this country who's adverse to one world government if it were done properly. But it's not. It's being brought about by liars like you. Just to the left of this story, folks, I'll show you how they practice guilt by association and how they try to make one group look crazy by associating them with another group. Just to the left, with no division between it and this story about militias forming in Arizona, there is a picture of, Lyle Vann. Lyle Vann. I don't know Lyle Vann. I've never seen him before. Don't have anything against Lyle Vann, but evidently David Fritzie does. He has a picture of Lyle Vann standing leaning against a fence post with a leather vest on, sort of portrayed like an Arizona patriot with a flag flying in the background. And the text says this. This is the caption for the picture. Some people in Paulden have linked helicopters seen in the area to a sinister New World Order. But UFO researcher Lyle Vann says he's heard that the copters have been used to terrorize researchers such as him. Get the connection, folks? UFO is fringe lunatics, as I've told you many times. And they're trying to connect this UFO researcher, Lyle Vann, with the militias forming in Arizona. Oh, David, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're not even very original, and you're as transparent as the cellophane on a pack of cigarettes, and just as easily seen through your transparency as the poison contained in you as is the poison contained in those cigarettes. By David Fritzie, the Arizona Republic, St. John's. From this remote, untidy city on eastern Arizona's high desert plains, William Cooper beams his anger to the world. Untidy city. This is one of the most unique and beautiful little small towns left in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Those who came here for the convention will tell you that. And I think you heard that during that convention broadcast. But anyway, come and see for yourself. You see, David Fritzie doesn't leave any of these little touches out. when he practices his trade of yellow line journalism, he does it very well. Evidently, he said professional instruction. He goes on, 5 nights a week at 10 p.m., Cooper, one of the most widely known prophets of the growing patriot movement, rails at the federal government and talks of doomsday omens on his shortwave radio broadcast. More lies, David. In fact, you're one of the biggest liars I've ever seen in my life. And I can prove that statement and will in a court of law, my friend. For you just bit your own butt off. I'm not a prophet, have never claimed to be, and your attempts to link me with some kind of a fundamentalist religious prophet thing won't work with these listeners. They know me. It's a lie. I have never railed at the federal government. In fact, I have cautioned everyone who listens to this broadcast that it is not our federal government that is at fault, and that our government is, and only is, contained in the document known as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for the United States of America. And that, Mr. Fritzy, is the truth. I have cautioned everyone listening to this broadcast never to go against the United States government, for that is the government that I swore to protect and defend. You're a liar. I've never talked of doomsday omens. I do not allow religion to have any part of this broadcast, except in the concept where I am trying to show people what religion does or is, or what organized religions do to people. He continues, a new world order is building like a thunderhead. Foreign troops under the control of the United Nations are training secretly on American soil. Black helicopters are shadowing patriots to spy on them. Well, I don't know where he got that. A new world order is building like a thunderhead. That is true. Foreign troops under the control of the United Nations are training on American soil, but there is no secret about it, and I have never said that it was secret. The Pentagon admits it, has always admitted it, and where I have talked about it, I have read directly from Pentagon press releases or from newspaper reports. I don't make up rumors on this program. And I have never claimed that black helicopters are shadowing patriots to spy on them. Never. Not once on this broadcast. He continues, the military, the FBI, the president, the National Guard, almost anyone in uniform, it seems, are plotting to rob Americans of their civil rights and their guns. Yes, that's a fact. That is a fact. But they're not plotting. It's all out in the open. I've produced the documentation here, Mr. Fritzy. Not only that, but while you were here, one of our members, one of the good people who listens to this broadcast, who also happens to be Jewish, who is an American patriot, attempted to show you the documentation that not only are they going to rob us of our civil rights and our guns, but we can document it in the law, in Supreme Court rulings, in treaties, in the Federal Register, in the Congressional Record. But you, Mr. Fritzy, said that you were not interested in documentation. And I have 6 witnesses who are standing here who heard you say it. You weren't interested in the documentation that will prove exactly that statement. You're only interested in trying to make patriots in the militia look as bad as you can so that you can get your socialist utopian world. For that's what this is really all about. He continues, the key to fending off the impending assault, Cooper and others like him say, is to form private militias. Again, you're a liar, David Fritzy. I've never asked anyone to form a private militia. I have admonished everyone listening to form militias under the law, and only under the law, and to stay away from convicted felons, racists, and anybody else who would restrict the liberty of others. And I have read the law to them on the air. I have cautioned them to make sure that they study the Constitution and the laws of their state and the Constitution and the statutes at large and the United States Code of the United States of America before they form their militias, and to make sure that they do it legally and lawfully. That I can prove. You see, everything I've said on this broadcast, Fritzy baby, is on tape. You're going to have a hell of a time in front of a judge, I can assure you. And I continue. And across Arizona and the rest of the nation, thousands of mostly working class and rural folks are responding. And that, again, is a lie. There are doctors, and yes, lawyers, and dentists, and professionals from every level of society, and working class, and rural folks, and elevator operators, if you can still find one, and Jews, and blacks, and Orientals, and your little attempt to make me look like a racist later on here won't wash either. For while you were here, there was a Jewish person here helping us. There were three Orientals here helping us. And I'll talk more about that later. I continue. Many are gathering in homes or at conventions, reading patriot newsletters, generating intelligence for Cooper's organization, and others communing through shortwave radio and computer. And that is absolutely true. And it's going to continue. And it's going to grow, David Fritzy, and there's not a damn thing that you're ever going to do about it. You can write as many lies as you want. The American people are not going to stand for your socialist world government or your lies, your yellow journalism, the creeping socialism in this country, the lies of these politicians who say one thing before they're elected and do exactly the opposite when they get in office. We're not stupid anymore. You see, I've awakened the sheeple, and now they are real people. And real people never go back to sleep, David. I continue. Civil rights groups and law enforcement agents are nervous. They fear that the Patriot Movement will goad some extremists into violence against Jews, blacks, or lawmen. And that, again, is a lie perpetrated by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the Southern Poverty Law Center, both operative arms of international socialism, of B'nai B'rith, of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. Legitimate civil rights groups are concerned about the loss of our liberties, our unalienable rights, and they're concerned about the loss of the protection under the Constitution of those rights. Legitimate law enforcement personnel are also concerned, and I have an awful lot of them in my organization. Many law enforcement personnel are joining or forming militias of their own across the country, for they understand what's happening also. The militia is not forming to go against the United States government or any law enforcement agency, I can assure you, David Fritzy. He continues, militia leaders scoff at this, but they acknowledge that they think the armed conflict against one world government for which they're preparing is unavoidable. That's correct. That is correct. And we can prove that in the law. Not only is it unavoidable, when most Americans find out it's a done deal, it's probably going to happen. Not because I say so. And as I've said many times before, not because I want it. You see, it's always been my idea that if we could wake up enough people, dear little David, it would never have to come to that. But you see, while I'm busy trying to wake them up, you're busy with your lies in your yellow journalistic Arizona Republic tabloid rag trying to keep them asleep, for you represent the enemy. There's no doubt about that. You're not an American. You probably don't even know what American means. You have no loyalty to the Constitution or Bill of Rights. And you are exactly the same kind of person who lulled the Jews to sleep in Nazi Germany and allowed them to be taken to the cattle cars, shipped to the camps where they became nothing but slaves. And most died. Because of people like you, David Fritzy. You see, it's not bad enough that you are not an American. You're not even a Jew. You see, if the Jews had been forewarned, if they had formed militias, if they did not give up their right to keep and bear arms, they would not have gone to those labor camps. And I can remember one valiant stand by Jews in the Polish ghetto because they managed to get arms and ammunition through the underground. And they caused quite a stir. But if it had been for you, David Fritzy, that would never have happened either. Let me continue. He goes on to say, "Your cattle, stupid cattle," Cooper told any skeptics among a crowd of 250 at a December Patriot convention in Mesa. Again, this is a half-truth because he takes it out of context. What I said is, "To our enemies, you are cattle, stupid cattle." And that also is on tape, David Fritzy. And I can prove it. You intentionally took it out of context to make it look like I was calling the audience cattle. But it is you who not only call them cattle, but insult them to their face with trash like this, thinking they're so stupid that they will believe your lies. And as long as I'm alive, I will never let it happen. There are many others also who will expose you for what you are. And folks, it wasn't 250 people. There were at least 1,000 people in that audience all day long, because that's how many chairs they were, and they were full. And there were people coming and going all the time, and there were at least a couple of hundred people always up milling around the tables where people were vending whatever they had to sell up there. So he tries to make it look like there's only 250 people attending a Patriot convention in Mesa. Not true, David. Also, David's friends, folks, were out placing Nazi literature on the windshields of the cars in the parking lot, hoping to taint us all as white, Aryan, supremacist, racists. They were caught in the act. One of them would put a leaflet on the windshield, and another would take the picture. It was for ultimate publication, probably in the Arizona Republic, but they were caught. And we went on stage with the literature and denounced it publicly. So that little ploy didn't work either. The ADL is famous for this stuff. This drips with ADL. When David Fritzy was here, I asked him why he wouldn't print the truth. And he turned red and blushed and worked back and forth on his feet. And I asked him, "What's the matter with you? Are you afraid to be called anti-Semitic?" I thought he was going to drop dead of a heart attack. He stammered and stuttered and couldn't say a word. It doesn't work anymore, David. We're not afraid of you. any of you. Period. Don't go away, folks. I'll be right back for more of this tour through the slime of the yellow journalism of the Arizona Republic tabloid rag and David Fitzy, puppet of the ADL. Listen closely, folks. See if you can spot David Fritzy in here. He's obvious. Yeah, folks, you guessed it. That's David Fritzy, and he looks good in those shiny little pants and his little silver buckles. I think that's what he wore up here. Wasn't it, guys? Yep, they're all nodding their head yes.
Fit the crown and some Uralay, an old buried in a pirate chest, and I just happen to know where. How about that, you bloodthirsty buckles?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it, and I don't want it.
You don't want it?
And I won't do it. I'm an artiste.
An artiste? Well, Mr. Artiste, what do you want?
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in a pirate up and dance. Wear a silver buckle, slippers and a tight shiny pants. I want to sing and dance.
Yeah! Listen here. This ain't no floating Gilbert and Sullivan show, you know, for some little flitting tinkerbell. This here be a black-hearted pirate ship, and it would have you keel all if you weren't me over flesh and blood, you little twit. So you don't like plundering, eh?
I don't like it.
And you don't want no treasuring, eh?
I don't want it.
And you probably don't want no grogging and reveling and winching and rumming either, I suppose.
Well, deep down, you want to know the truth? It's not me. I don't want it.
Well, what do you want? As if I didn't already bleeding know.
I want to sing and dance and...
I know. And wear your tight little shiny pants. Okay, we'll all sing and dance. I said we'll all sing and dance. Are you on the plank? 1, 2, 3.
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in a pirate.
I thought you would.
I want to sing and dance.
16 men on a deadly set. Young woman and a bottle of rum.
I don't like rum.
You don't like rum?
Well, no, actually, I might like a little Perrier with a lime in it.
A little Perrier with a lime in it. He wants a lime in it.
Well, do you have any escargot?
Escargot?
What's the soup today?
Soup.
Well, back to Mr. Yellow Journalist here. In bold, large type, blood will be spilled. While stressing he doesn't endorse violence, Cooper warned, blood will be spilled in the streets of America. It's inevitable. Well, that's taken out of context, too, folks, because I said it's inevitable. If those who want to destroy this country don't stop what they're doing. And if they don't, it is inevitable. Because Americans won't stand for it. They've never stood for it in the history of this country. And they won't stand for it in the future of this country. But since David Fritzy's not an American, he doesn't know that. He doesn't understand that. I continue, exactly where the militia phenomenon is heading is unclear. Like its 1980s precursors, and here it is again, folks, guilt by association. Like its 1980s precursors, the Arizona Patriots and the Posse Comitatus, the movement may taper off and die in the boredom that overtakes conspiracy causes, especially when the coming apocalypse doesn't come. Well, I don't know who's preaching apocalypse, but I've said over and over on this program that this is not prophecy coming true. It's a new world order, one world socialist totalitarian government being brought about by socialists. People like David Fritzy who lie to the public. It has nothing to do with apocalypse. Well, so if you got that, you didn't get that from me. And, folks, the militia is not the Arizona Patriots, and it is not the Posse Comitatus. I know very little about those two organizations, so I'm not going to comment on them because they may have been great organizations. I don't know. But I will tell you, the militia is not the Arizona Patriots and is not the Posse Comitatus, has no association with them whatsoever, and cannot be compared to them, no matter what they were, because the militia is formed under the law. Under the law. You see, we showed David Fritzy all the documentation. He wasn't interested, didn't even want to read it, didn't care. Didn't care about the law. He's probably never even read the Arizona Constitution. It's obvious that he doesn't know anything about it. Because according to the Arizona Constitution, every single man and boy in this state between the ages of 17 and 45 are members of the militia, whether they want to be or not, including David Fritzy. But after he wrote this, I don't think there's a militia in the state that would take him. Period. And he goes on, but the Patriot brush fire to date shows no sign of burning out. That's right, and you better understand it. Finding kindling for its outrage in every newsflash. That's not true. Not true at all. There's no outrage, it's preparation. Preparation. Americans are famous for preparation. The events that raked in militia recruits, the siege of Randy Weaver in Idaho, the raid on the Branch Davidians near Waco, Texas, the signing of gun control laws, stick in their craws. You better believe it. You better believe it, David, and you better hope that the same thing doesn't happen to you and your synagogue. Because the only thing that'll prevent another Waco from happening is the militia. And I can guarantee you, the militia will stop it. If it happens, no matter who it happens to, no matter what the name of the church is, no matter the color of the skin or the religion, it will not ever happen again in this country. And yes, David, we would even protect you and your synagogue and your family. Probably makes you angry to hear that, but it's true. It's absolutely true. Then there's President Clinton, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, and the Internal Revenue Service. Nope, that has nothing to do with the militia. Nothing at all. Nothing whatsoever, David. People right now are freaked, said David Espy, who lives near Chino Valley, north of Prescott, and who has taken out newspaper ads advising people to form militias to battle government intrusion. That's a lie. Show me one newspaper ad that states in there that militias are forming to battle government intrusion. You lied again, David. He goes on, supposedly quoting David Espy, they're thinking that the Waco group could have been our church, could have been our children, end quote. And that's right. That's exactly what we're all thinking. It very well could have been. And for some Americans, David, see, this is what you don't understand. For some Americans, it was their church. It was their church. It was their church, you stupid jerk. And it was their children. It was their children. It's the facts, stupid. Their children. You let something like that happen to my children, David, and you have not seen rage. You have no conception of what rage could be. You and your kind, Janet Reno and her kind, touch one hair on my daughter's head, and you have no conception. Of what wrath can be. There will be no more Wacos in this country. There will be no more Weavers in this country. Period. And nobody in law enforcement has anything to fear from any militia unless they're contemplating more of those illegal and unconstitutional acts. Those things only happen in the Soviet Union, in Russia, in communist countries under dictatorships, but never in the United States of America, and they will never happen again. We are all ashamed and bear a burden of guilt for allowing them to happen at all. You, David Frisky, you don't care. You wouldn't care unless it were your own family or your own children or if it were Jews. Then you would be screaming to high heaven. Wouldn't you? I continue. He and neighbors have set up communications networks, including laying underground phone lines and buying flare guns. At one point, they considered acquiring homing pigeons as a bug-proof way to communicate. None of this is illegal. None of that is wrong. And from what happened in Waco, Texas, it's a good idea. They've scouted for unmarked helicopters thought to be spying for authorities or the United Nations. They've discussed what they would do if federal forces invaded their land. I'd say that's a good thing. Everyone should sit down and discuss what you would do if your city or your town were invaded by any forces at all. Quote, the standing joke where I live is, when they see smoke coming from my place, that's going to be the beginning, said Espy, owner of an excavating company. If all else fails, if you got your firearm, you can defend yourself, and you'll have a new government, end quote. Now, I don't know if Espy actually said that or not, based upon all the other lies that David Frisky has written here, I would probably want to go ask David Espy if I could believe that he said we'd have a new government. You see, because the intent of the militia, if it ever comes to that, is to restore the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as the supreme law of the land, to restore the government, not destroy it, to restore it. I continue, the Patriot ranks are not a cohesive force and their numbers are hard to estimate. Wrong again, David, but we're not going to tell you anything about that, so you'll never know. Loosely organized militias have sprung up in at least 13 states. Wrong again, David. 50 states, I can assure you. In fact, I can guarantee you. According to an October report by the New York City-based Anti-Defamation League, David's puppet masters, in case you hadn't figured that out already. He continues, the militias are strongest in Michigan, Montana, Colorado, and Florida, and their goal is to lay the groundwork for massive resistance to the federal government and its law enforcement agencies, the report states. No, David. Again, you are a liar. To lay the groundwork for massive resistance to anyone who would destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the legitimate constitutional Republican government of the United States. But you don't understand the difference, do you? We will never make war upon our government. Never. And you know that because everybody connected with the militia told you that. You just flat lied. And I continue. In Arizona, small militia bands are being organized in every county, Espy says. Some strongholds appear to be areas near Prescott, Snowflake, Kingman, and the Four Corners, authorities say. Well, I'll never say. In Navajo County, when Sheriff Gary Butler, 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, New World Order man from the start, has already bought the black uniforms for his deputies. And his deputies have made public statements that the Constitution does not apply in Navajo County. And he quotes Sheriff Butler. Anyone in Arizona who lives in Navajo County who votes for Sheriff Butler is a fool. In Navajo County, and I've said that before on this broadcast, folks, Butler is no more an American than the man in the moon. He's a globalist, Freemason. In Navajo County, when Sheriff Gary Butler ran for re-election in 1992, he was perplexed by men who would show up for his speeches lobbying questions about federal forces attacking the county and about a new world order. And that's a lie. They ask about a new world order, but they didn't ask about federal forces attacking the county. And he goes on to say, he didn't know what to make of it until he consulted someone acquainted with the group and was able to come up with appeasing answers. I wasn't going to say anything to provoke them, Butler said. Some would even show up with guns on, and one was drunk, he added. It kind of gave us all the chills. I know all those people. One was not drunk. And it's normal for people in Arizona to wear guns. Everybody owns guns, and Sheriff Butler wears a gun. He says, Butler has since received reports of what he thinks are militia members firing automatic weapons in cinder pits near Pinedale. Again, that's a lie. Nobody in the militia even has an automatic weapon. And if they had one, they would never fire it where anybody could hear it, because nobody that I know in the militia is stupid. The only stupid person that I've seen lately, Mr. David Frisky, is you. And now radio talk shows. The Arizona connection to the militia movement is especially evident on shortwave radio, where Cooper and former Phoenix policeman Jack McLam host talk shows 5 nights a week. James Bogreitz, who ran for president under the banner of the Populist Party and who has Arizona connections, also has a patriot-type shortwave show in the morning. Among the heroes of the militia crowd is former Arizona Governor Evan Meekum, who has spoken at some national patriot conventions. I wonder why he drug Evan Meekum's name in here. As far as I know, he has absolutely nothing to do with the militia movement. But that's only as far as I know. He might have. I'll ask him, because I just saw him in Kansas City, and I'll talk to him on the phone tomorrow. And I don't think he's a hero. He is respected because he attempted to restore constitutional government to the state of Arizona, and the same people tried to destroy him. He wasn't impeached, folks. They never found him guilty of anything because he had not done anything. They just took away the office from him, all done illegally, unlawfully, unconstitutionally. It was done by making him look like he was politically incorrect. It was done by innuendo, by articles, by the same people in this same rag newspaper. And that's the truth of the matter. And we'll go into that more, because Governor Meekum may be a guest on this program on Wednesday or Thursday night. I've asked him to be. All I have to do is firm it up. Despite their shared audiences, patriot leaders are far from being a unified clique. Clique? We're not a clique. We're a military organization, founded under the law and under the Constitution of the States and of the United States of America. Cooper, for example, said he thinks that Greitz, whom he once supported, and McLam are agents of the New World Order, a broad conspiracy bent on instituting one world government. Wrong again, David. I don't think they are. I know they are. And you're wrong again on this conspiracy crap. You claim you've listened to my broadcast for a long time, but evidently you've either got wax in your ears or, again, you're just flat lying. Because I have stated over and over and over again, countless times, so many times I couldn't even remember, and it's probably on almost every tape I've ever done of this broadcast, that it is not a conspiracy. It is all out in the open, and anybody who wants to check the facts and the law and the treaties and the congressional record and the Federal Register can see it. But as you said, you're not interested. And I have six witnesses to that. Mr. Frisk, or Fisk, the world is your name anyway. Some militia members distrust Cooper, saying he has become a querulous name caller and cynic, calling people sheeple and scum. Wrong again. I never call people sheeple, and I never call people scum. I call scum scum. You scum. I call sheeple sheeple until they wake up, and then I call them real people, and we band together to try to save our liberties and our country. Got that? Or should I repeat it? Are there many other people I trust today? He mused in an interview. No, these are extremely dangerous times. And that's exactly correct. And that's exactly what I advise you to do. Listen to everyone, read everything, believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it. When you start trusting people blindly and following them, you just become puppets of somebody else. Can't trust libertarians, he says, nor Republicans, nor Democrats, nor Rush Limbaugh, nor certainly the news media. Oh, this guy is really funny. Freemasons, the Federal Reserve Banks, big business, the government, or the Anti-Defamation League. Well, he's right on most of those, but I've never said I can't trust big business, and I've never said that I don't trust the government. I don't trust people in the government to tell the truth. And I think I could pretty safely prove that that's a good thing not to do. The rest of those, he's absolutely right on. I do like to listen to Rush Limbaugh because he's an entertainer. He entertains me very well when I'm driving. He makes me laugh. He has a great vocabulary of names that he calls the president. Sometimes I laugh at that. But you never hear me call the president names on this broadcast. For I have a great respect for the office of the President of the United States of America. And until somebody can prove that he's guilty of something, you don't hear me making wild accusations about him either. What you hear on this program, David Fritzy, I can prove, have proven, and we showed you much of it while you were here, and you said, and I quote, I'm not interested in documentation, I'm not interested in facts, end quote. He continues, Patriot advocates deny the Anti-Defamation League's claims that white supremacists and anti-Semites form a large part of the movement, though they admit some of those elements have crept in. It's a lie. It's a lie on all parts. You see, the Patriot militias formed under the law are made up of Jews. They're made up of blacks. They're made up of Orientals. They're made up of American Indians. They're made up of whites, all of whom have a right in this country to believe what they want to believe, as long as they don't hurt the person or property of any other person. We are not mental screeners. We make sure that there are no convicted felons in our ranks, and we make sure that there are no overt or intentional acts of racism on anyone's part. But we don't go into people's heads and try to cut out their brain and find out if they're racist or not. I can safely say this, with no hesitation whatsoever, that 99.9% of all members of the militia units in this country are not, never have been, and never will be racist. Their fears that government is snatching their guns, money, and rights reflect the throw-the-bums-out feeling that has gripped the country, only they add a dark Orwellian twist. No, it's those of you who would destroy us that have added the dark Orwellian twist. Bashing in doors without search warrants, taking money from people and pressing no charges whatsoever. And I can go on and on and on and on and on. At the December convention in Mesa, pamphlets and speakers ran the gamut of patriot correctness. The threat of David Rockefeller's trilateral commission is not a threat, it's a fact, which they believe is pushing one world government. We don't believe it. We know it. We can prove it in their own literature, and we tried to show that to you while you were here. In fact, it was a Jewish patriot who tried to show it to you, and you would not look at it. The need to return to a gold standard. Crimes and conspiracies, they think, are being perpetrated by Bill and Hillary Clinton. Books, tapes, and other materials being hawked at tables showed what a thriving cottage industry the patriot craze has become. 666, Mark of the Beast, read a videotape offering irrefutable evidence that the warlords of Washington and Wall Street plan to inject homing devices into every person on the planet. It's the truth. It's been published in the literature of not only the State Department, but the Department of Defense. Again, we tried to show you. We have the documentation. We have the technology. We have the companies that have perfected it. We have samples of it, David Frisk. David Fritz. But you weren't interested. And then he gets to my wife. Cooper's wife, Annie Mordhorst, was selling his conspiracy book for $30 and passing out forms for ordering $9 cassette tapes of his radio broadcast. He did this intentionally, folks. Mordhorst is a German name. He wants you to think by innuendo, because Annie's last name is German, that we are white Aryan supremacist German Nazis. And he is a liar. Again, he attempted to do it by innuendo. The truth is, my wife is Chinese. It's not even her Chinese name. And I'm not going to continue, folks. Maybe I'll continue and finish this tomorrow night. Right in the middle of this page, mysterious black helicopters jangle nerves in North Arizona, and it's about black helicopters haunting UFO researchers. Good night, folks. God bless you all. And I hope God reaches down tonight and touches David Fritzy and heals his sickness somehow. I really hope that happens. In the meantime, this is what he's trying to sell you. Listen closely.
Do you have that run down feeling? Does your head go ringing? Are you nervous? Jumping off on the edge? Is it neuritis? Neuralgia? A head shoulder strip? Or maybe it's your sign of draining. Do you have high blood? Very, very. Or maybe you're a little overweight. You better make some correction in all this infection. Just spending $1.98. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sweet pain, that sweet tooth, and other injuries. Take the wonder drug that cures all your ills. Take Jeremiah Peabody's highly unsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, self-tasting, green and purple peels.
That's right, folks. He's a snake oil salesman. Don't miss tomorrow night's The Hour of the Time.